Got milk? Buckle up and grab a beverage. It's time for another fun-filled, action-packed episode of Male Encounters of the Life Kind. And now, to Den and Caven. I mean, what? Somebody cut me off. I mean, now, to David and Ken.
No.
You guys edited your shirt out last time, didn't you? I know you bleeped out my shirt.
Oh, imagery for your own protection.
I didn't want to be associated with farming school, so whatever.
Well, we're rolling now.
Oh, great.
And typically, and I don't even have your mic on, but I'm going to turn it on, so.
You can count now again.
Yeah.
1, 2, what comes out?
Welcome into another, this is like one of those episodes, I mean, we're a little behind, but, you know, when I was a milkman, I said something to my supervisor at the time, like, we're a little behind, and he says to me, oh, a good milkman always gets a little behind in his work. So,
oh, right.
Yeah. It's the children.
Yeah. Right.
It's right.
Right.
Yeah. Like fathered all of East Side.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a milkman for sure.
Like for reals?
For reals, yeah. For about 2 years, yeah. I delivered door to door milk.
That's probably not a good pickup line, though.
No.
Well, just.
No.
It probably used to be.
No.
Milk was all the rage, man.
It was. And I will tell you that women treated milkmen like they did their doctor, I think, mm-hmm. because it was interesting that they would. We got another great guest. Come on in, have a seat.
I bring my posse sometimes.
Yeah, well, now we're outnumbered. We're deep doo doo.
Just how I like it.
Yeah, but anyway, so what was I talking about?
How ladies love a milkman.
How
milkmen
are like doctors. Yeah, I'm interested in how this works out.
Okay, well, like. Okay. If they would forget to leave me a note, like they wanted orange juice or something, and I was usually at their house 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning because they had the little, yeah, I know,
like
they had the little boxes on the front porch, right? Their little boxes on the front porch, and they would leave a note in there if they wanted extra than their regular order, okay? So I've been met at the door in women in lingerie, I mean, skimpy lingerie, and I'd be like, and you know, at the time I was 19 years old. Freshly married, and I would just stand there and stutter, and they would be like, I need some extra orange juice. I'm like, okay. You know, 19-year-old kid, and I'm like, yeah, okay. Thank you for coming to the door for me. Can you meet me here again tomorrow?
And none of them, like, ever were straight up hitting on you? Like, they need an extra squeeze?
If they did,
right? I was thinking that. I'm a little low on orange juice. I can give you a squeeze.
Right. Ooh.
If they were, honestly.
He was 19. He didn't know.
Yeah, I was oblivious, and I was freshly married, so, you know, I was trying to be true.
He had no business squeezing anything.
That's right. Oranges
than,
or otherwise.
Homegrown oranges.
It's once again Male Encounters of the Live Kind. You got milk? That's us. We got Ken's got a whole line of merchandise. We're going to talk about that. But first, I best introduce our guest. Carrie is back, at my popular demand, you know, and I think, I know this is going to go off the chart wrong, but you are by far our most downloadable episode that we've had.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
I don't know why.
I didn't know.
I was just talking shit.
Well, you said downloadable. All of them are equally downloadable.
Okay, the most more downloaded. So. There you go.
Yeah.
They're all capable of being. Yeah. Yeah.
The most downloaded one.
Okay. Yes.
And really, it kind of makes sense. She's very downloadable.
Sure.
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
Wow, it sounds like I'm on OnlyFans now.
Okay. Yes. Aren't you?
This shifted quickly. Wow.
Okay, and so introduce your friend.
This is my wingman, Alicia.
Hello. Your wingman.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am here as a hype woman. Yes.
A hype woman. Yes. Okay. Well, I know the gauntlet has kind of been laid down, and I think your other friend doesn't want anything to do with this. No, she's over there shaking her head. She doesn't want to be any part of it.
She's also a wingman. She's just a silent wingman.
Silent. Well, those are the best kind, actually. All right. So you kind of laid down the gauntlet on some kind of thing. You have a joke off. Is that?
Yes, we're going to do a joke off.
Okay. I was very careful how I said that, because other things came to mind, but...
Yes, but we're in public, so... Yeah. That would be highly, highly frowned.
Well, it means that there was a chance and we
weren't. They were all arrested for indecent exposure. Like, exposure.
We are the most downloadable. So, yeah.
That's a hell of a way to get off the
Well, listen, any kind of thoughts like that kind of diminished for me when I found out that I worked with your grandmother. Mm-hmm. I thought all along it was your mother, but no, it was your grandmother. Oh, my God.
Yep, and I am your daughter's age.
Yes.
She also, Silent Wing Man, also went to school with your daughter.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow.
She went to school more than I did.
I don't remember the year my daughter graduated.
Do you remember the year you graduated?
Yeah.
96.
Okay. Her brother, my oldest boy, graduated in the year 2000, which we all thought was really cool.
Right.
You know.
Very cool.
So,
Yeah, I graduated in 03.
We graduated with your daughter's brother, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I just said
That is just so cool. Well, now, see, I kind of have to change my whole language bit. I mean, you're welcome to cuss, but I have to be a little...
The hell you know. You haven't met my dad, so that
No, I don't recall ever meeting your dad, honestly.
He ends every sentence with the word, goddammit. And she can verify this, and it's true. He's like, get in the car, goddammit. Dinner's ready, goddammit. Like, it's just normal. So he cusses a lot.
Well, I knew your grandfather very well. Mm-hmm. Loved your grandfather.
Good
Bob,
guy.
Right?
Yep, Big Bob.
Big Bob, yeah, I loved the guy. And of course, and your mom kind of was, not your, your grandmother, was kind of a little bit of a guardian, because I was a young stud starting out, and she took, you know, made sure, and she was credit manager.
Right.
So she helped a lot with my customers, and...
And she had a mean streak.
She did, but I never saw it. I never was a part of it, but I did see it a couple of times to the other salesman, too, and I thought, yeah, I'm not ever doing that.
Yeah, no.
All right, so... You kind of laid down the gauntlet with Ken about a... What,
you're going to pull him up, right?
What, the joke-off? Is that what we're
It's
gonna?
A joke-off.
Okay,
so.
A joke-off. And so I texted Ken earlier today. He goes, oh, crap, I forgot about that.
Because you agreed to it, and we bet.
I did.
So did she.
Yeah.
She forgot
hey,
as well.
Yeah.
Hey, we did.
I'm just telling you. You know what?
Bro.
Expectations would be a little lower if they needed
It was like 3 o'clock. I'm going, oh, I need to do some research.
So
and I need to get
the
in the shower.
It's
so
like I have 3 off the top of my head. So what happens is we're going to tell each other a joke.
Okay.
If you crack a smile or laugh, I get a point.
Right.
So... Vice versa.
I had to print mine out because I don't remember
first
anything
one to what
otherwise.
Wins point wise.
Well, we have 10 jokes each, so
10.
Yep.
Ken's got 2.
I didn't
like
do
50,
so well last
so
time.
I'll have to pick
this.
Through.
All right, well, listen. Let me do this real quick. We are recording at Drinker's Bar in beautiful Farmington, New Mexico. Singo every Wednesday night. Trivia every Thursday night, and then they're open Fridays and Saturdays from 4 to midnight. And let's see. Wednesdays, they're open from 4 to 11, and they got a beautiful upstairs that you can go to, or you can rent it for a private party. So Ken and I are going to record a show up there one of these days soon. And then I don't want to forget about the doghouse right outside the door here. There's some of the best food around. It kind of like noshing food. Is that a word, nosh?
It is
Absolutely.
A word. Yeah.
Okay.
So, sounds like what I'll do if I eat too much of it.
Okay. So,
slosh.
All right, so do we flip a coin to see who goes first, or we just...
No, we just go first because I'm a control freak.
You what?
I said, no, I just go first because I'm a control freak.
Okay, well, and you're also a female, and ladies mm-hmm. should always be...
But I have to... Is that a joke?
Yeah.
He started.
He went first.
I win.
And last time, I did terrible at this game. So.
Yeah, not great.
She's having hot flashes.
I'm the worst
I know
hype
that
man.
From last time.
You what?
I'm not being a very good hype man. I apologize.
Well, you're going to come up with more than that because okay. I have 3 in my head. She's got 8 right there.
Okay, when you say you go first, he tells you a joke first. Is that what you're saying? Or you tell the joke first?
I didn't think that far ahead.
Oh.
Okay, you go first.
Okay.
Okay.
You're going to tell the first joke.
I tell the first joke?
Yeah, I wish I had a laugh track on here because that would be great.
Can we do a warm up? I need a warm up.
Okay, sure.
Because, I mean, this is empty, and I'm on a whiskey diet.
Oh, okay.
So
I'm on the anxiety diet.
Yeah, I've lost 3 days already.
I'm
so.
Not on a diet.
I personally, I am on a livid. You guys can diet all you want. I want a livid.
Okay, you ready for this?
Wait, is this a trial? Who's the scorekeeper?
No
here?
Trials, just jump in.
Yeah, go for it.
Who's the scorekeeper? Okay.
Here we go.
The stare down, I think, is going to help.
Okay.
What do you call a woman who sets fire to all her bills?
Okay, Carrie. So you just got a point.
It did.
Because I laughed at my own read. Yeah.
Bernadette.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's a good one. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Europe.
Europe who?
Don't call me that.
Right, we're even.
You know I was going to come up with a poop joke, right? So it's 101.
This is lame joke city.
Come on. Out my window. Go.
What's Forrest Gump's email password?
Jen A.
One Forrest One.
Was that considered a smile?
No, you didn't smile.
It was a good one.
It was more like an eh.
Now I just forgot the other one I was going to do.
I'll go.
Okay.
Why can you not hear a pterodactyl pee?
Why?
Because the pee's silent.
Oh, it is.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Bring it.
It's more educational than funny.
It still matters, though.
Well, it made him smile, so I guess.
Did you hear about the new restaurant called Karma?
No.
There's no menu. You get what you deserve.
Oh, you laughed.
I really tried on that one, didn't I?
You had it for a second.
Okay. Is it my turn or your turn? Because I did poop.
It's your turn. Go ahead.
You're being double-teamed. I feel for you.
I am. I love it.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Okay, so my girlfriend dumped me.
Nice.
I don't think I could. I think I would lose this game. So what's the score?
I have no idea.
It's a great question.
2-3.
What do you call a rooster staring at a pile of lettuce?
Hmm. If this is something to do with a cock, I'm going to laugh my ass off.
Building about cock.
A chicken sees a salad.
Okay, I'm totally losing again, aren't I?
Yeah.
Yeah. It is. It's like 4-1, his favor.
Okay. What did the grape say when it was stepped on?
I don't know.
It let out a little whine.
I'll give her that one.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm keeping score now. Okay, so you're here 3 and he's here 4. Okay.
Why don't seagulls fly over the bay?
Oh, I know this one.
Cause then they'd be bagels.
Oh, you got that one too.
It's the delayed,
it's the delayed
laugh. You think
because
you got
I'm trying
it,
not to.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I'd like this girl at the end of the table. I think she's drinking a Bloody Mary.
And I think she's working.
Okay.
It looks like it.
I'm going to get you.
This one. No, you're not going
to
get me.
You don't need a parachute to go skydiving. You need a parachute to go skydiving twice.
That is very true.
That was a good one. And I didn't laugh, but you just smiled.
I did smile.
Okay. I think it was more of a polite smile.
I need you to move that, slide that microphone towards you a little bit more. You're so quiet. Yeah. I can't believe you. Yeah.
My wingman's off. She's just warming up.
First.
I'm one beer in here.
What'd the janitor say when he jumped out of the closet?
I think it was her turn.
No, because we just did the parachute.
Oh, sorry.
I don't know.
Supplies!
I have a racist joke that goes like that, kind of.
Okay,
oh, can we do
you didn't get
jokes?
That. You didn't. No. Yeah, yeah.
We're veering away from those.
Yeah, the racist joke's okay.
I don't care.
I won't do it. Friends in the back. No, don't go there.
Yeah, I'm not worried until they get up to leave, and then I'm going to be really concerned.
I'm not worried if I don't say my full name. I'm just kidding.
We have a joke. Are you ready? It's your turn.
Okay.
Let me switch you.
Why is it that if you donate a kidney, people love you? But if you don't donate 5 kidneys, they call the police. What does that make sense? I think I just destroyed that.
Yeah, you sure did.
Nice.
Okay. And I laugh, so he gets the point.
Okay. She laughed at her own joke.
Because
I didn't get the joke at all.
Why is it that people love you if you donate a kidney? But when you donate five, they call the police.
Right.
Oh. Is this like a Dahmer thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Like sure. That's your... makes you get it.
Body parts.
Yes. It's the body collector.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Like when they say you wake up in a bathtub with ice, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, five times. Because you donated five kidneys.
I don't know what's going on.
Okay,
you only have two.
We're beating this dead horse.
What's a tick and the Eiffel Tower have in common?
A tick, like it's insect tick and the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah. They're both parasites.
That was good.
These dad jokes are great.
Geography's not her forte.
It is too.
Ken, I thought that
I
was very good.
I had three in my head, now I can't think of the other one. Give it up. Hey, give it up, prom date. I need more.
Oh.
Did she call you prom date?
I said give it up, prom date.
I'm doing it, but not because you said that.
I only have You're one consenting.
More. You don't like these anyway.
The wife says to her husband, I want another baby. I don't know where the punchlines are on these.
Oh my goodness.
This is terrible. And then the husband says, that's a relief. I also really don't like this one.
Yeah.
But they don't have a closed quotation right there.
I did this while I was driving.
God.
I get the joke.
Because you forgot. Can we remember that part?
You forgot. Okay. A little bit. Look at me putting my feet up.
I think Ken's winning.
I think he is.
Why don't scientists trust atoms? They make up everything.
See, he smiles at his own too. He doesn't giggle excessively.
He can't keep a straight face. It's only during sex that he keeps a straight. Oh, sorry.
You know this? Wow, you guys are closer than I thought.
He keeps looking back.
I mean, this is a wingman and all, and that's another wingman, but I don't know their O face. I don't have a straight face.
Okay.
What's the movie? Give me the O. O.
Who's turn is it?
We're trying to get sidetracked because you knew this was going to happen. So
I'm game. Yeah. We're
a long
good.
Time ago when my daughter first started cheer, I was listening to the practice and the cheerleaders are down there like doing this, give me the D. And I was like, whoa. What the fuck are they talking about? And so I go down there like, D, defense. And I'm like, defense.
Oh, never mind.
So then the next one is give me the O. And I'm like, okay. And it's like, offense. And I'm like, where am I? And all the other parents are just fine. I'm like, trying to pretend that I didn't take it.
You're in the stands like, I'm the pervert. Everyone, I'm the pervert in the audience.
That just
laughed, that's me.
And now I know the cheer to be like, give me a D. And if you get the D right, you get the O. So
exactly.
It kind of enhances a great cheer. I'm going to get drunk and do that next time on my date. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, I was a part of the riot squad when I was in high school. I don't think they have anything like that anymore. But we did...
They call it the rowdy crowd.
Yeah, we did stuff. You know, we do, you know, kind of mock the cheerleaders. But we had stuff like that as well. We got spirit. We got the class. We got the cheerleaders that can really shake their... pom poms.
It's like the rah rah ree. Kick him in the
knee. Rah rah rass. Kick him in the ass.
No, kick him in the other knee.
No, it was always rah rah ree. Kick him in the knee. Rah rah rass. Kick him in the ass.
No, the funny part is that you say the other knee. Like there's that pause.
Yeah, you have to pause.
Do you want me to read it?
No. Could you just mansplain me this?
You got any jokes, Bill? Bill's always got a joke of some sort. You got anyone like to share over here? You like to get in on this? We'll see.
I used to have a boss named Bill that we didn't like. We called him Bildo.
Where the
balance
was in your wallet?
The what? I didn't even hear him.
Yeah, I'll say it again.
What'd you say?
I'm waiting for you to go, where the Antonelli is, what's in your wallet?
That's what you're like. I'm just going to say it. Look pretty.
I don't get it at all.
Give what's
me
the D?
Give me the D.
Just say that. Give me the D. Yeah. I'm going to get a t-shirt made. Give me the D.
I have one more goofy one, and then we'll call this off.
I'm going to be thinking about, I'm not going to get any sleep tonight trying to get this joke that he just gave.
Yeah, you've got to clear that shit up.
There's a commercial on TV for
Capital One.
Credit card. And you look like the sister of the gal that's on it. She says, for the Antonelli's. At the very end, she goes, what's in your wallet?
Oh.
I'm gonna have to watch it.
You look like your sister.
She better be damn hot, right? Because if it's like some really fat chick with like three teeth and a floating eye, you just offended me.
Well, would you look like your sister if she was really fat?
I wouldn't claim that she was my sister. I'm kidding. I'm like, I don't know this bitch.
Wow. All right, Ken, you say you got another?
Yeah, so one more. This is the last one.
Okay.
Why did the hotel clerk ask the chess enthusiast to clear out of the lobby?
Chess enthusiast, like C-H-E-S-S.
Yes.
Chess. Got it. I know, we're all chess. As we toss the twins to and fro. I don't...
Because he can't stand chestnuts boasting in an open foyer.
Oh, I've got a joke that's similar to that. Oh, I love this joke. I'm glad that you thought about it. So,
she has all her teeth and her eyes not floating.
We had to find the chick from the ad.
Okay.
Oh.
So, well, there we teeth, go. No okay. Floating
yeah,
she's
a little bit.
Super
she's a little bit. Hot.
Pretty yeah.
hot.
You, Tourette's
you know,
shit.
So I know Ken goes on these wonderful camp trips, and I don't think this was your group, but I had a good friend. We went camping, and I had a good friend that his name was Chet, and he had a tendency to get naked. Do you have somebody in your trip that does that after a few? And when you,
yeah,
yeah, okay, you right?
Yeah,
several, several
well,
of us.
That's how you guys know each other's outfits. Yeah, somebody's taking their clothes off.
So anyway. So we always have a big fire, and somebody goes, "What's that smell?" And I'm like, "Oh, it's just Chet's nuts roasting on an open fire."
Yeah.
Poor Chet. Wow.
Sorry, I don't have a wah, wah, wah.
Oh, since we're sitting in a bar, there's one more.
There's
a
always
priest,
bar jokes.
You're right. A priest, a rabbi, and a vicar walk into the bar. And the bartender looks at him and says, "What is this, some kind of joke?"
I was totally ignoring you, but I'm so honest.
I know.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right. So on the joke off.
If you can call it that.
Yes.
I tried.
6-4 is the final score.
Is it?
No. That was generous. Thank you.
Oh, no. Thank you. I guess maybe I have been accused of being generous.
I've been accused of it.
Yeah.
Just...
I've been accused of all kinds of things.
Yeah.
Never found guilty.
Yeah.
Nope. All right, so now what are we going to talk about?
I don't know. Let's take a break. Get a drink. What time is it?
Wait, we're going to talk about what? We're gonna take a break and talk about what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, we're going to take a break.
I just want another drink. That's
okay,
completely
self-serving.
Okay, friends, that's it for this week. Don't worry, they'll be back next week thanks to their wonderful sponsors.
Pinion Hills Dental, located at 4725 Foothills Drive, Farmington, New Mexico.
Francisco's New Mexican Restaurant, featuring New Mexican cuisine.
If you hire Ken Collins Marketing to build your website, people who look for you online will be able to find you.
This program is sole property of InterWest Concepts, all rights reserved. For permission to use any of the programming, contact interwestconcepts.com. You're welcome to contact us there for any commentary, the good, the bad, the ugly. That's it for now, until you join us again.
Be excellent to each other.
Always wear your clean underwear.